Hi, and welcome to this week's Irish Wolves podcast. My name is Tony Lawler, and today I'm talking to Owen Walsh. Owen is a young lad, is one of the youngest members of the Supporters Club, now living in County Clare, and born and spent his first few years in Wolverhampton. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Tony. Hi, how are you getting on?
Grand, yeah, not a bother. I was actually, when I was thinking about it today, I was just saying to myself, you know, the first time we met in Portlaoise, and you were asking the questions when I was doing the talking. I said, so today it's the tables are turned.
Yeah, exactly. I did the documentary, a Wolves documentary for a college project a few years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember that in Portlaoise. Yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, it went well and with it anyway, yeah. It did a trick for you.
Yeah, it was a really good documentary and I did really well with it. So yeah, I was delighted with that. I have a bit of a poem, actually, if you want me to read it at the end. It's I make poetry kind of in my spare time as well. And I made one for Wolves as well. It's called Wolves A Wee. If you want me to read it at the end, if you want.
But just remind me in case I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be very good, actually, yeah. I actually did up one myself a few years ago, but sent it to a few people. But it's great to actually get things like that down in paper, because it comes into your head and sometimes it can be gone before you never come back, particularly if you get to my age. It seems how you are probably you are the youngest person we've interviewed now for this podcast, even though we're in the early 70s.
Really?
By far the youngest. Yeah, so definitely remind me of that poem at the end. Just one of the questions I always like to ask lads when they start things off was, do you play any football yourself?
I did play when I was younger. I did play for a team called Woodset and Wolves when I was about 8 years old, and Woodset and Wolves were in Dudley in England, and I used to play with them when I was eight. You know, there'd be games like of a Saturday, you know, or, you know, a Sunday or something. It was me and a few friends from school, you know, were on the team. Yeah. And I only kind of joined because it had Wolves in the name, you know, so yeah. I thought, oh, I'll be playing with, you know, Wolves, you know, it has Wolves in the name. So, you know, I was happy enough playing. So, yeah, that was good. And I used to play with my dad a bit in the garden as well at home. So, it was nice.
So were you living in Wolverhampton?
Yeah, I'm actually from Wolverhampton originally, and moved over to Ireland in 2007. So yeah, I lived in the Goldthorn Park area. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did the accent go?
Yeah, I've been here now for, I don't know, a long time anyway. But the accent went pretty quick.
there's not even a slight hint of it there, and an awful lot of the guys are over when we're over, so we'd be well used to it, you know. But so it was always going to be Wolves then, being growing up over there. What was your first experience, first game of Wolves?
My first Wolves game was in May 2001, and it was a home game against Bolton Wanderers. And I would have been quite young. I would have been maybe two or three at the time. And I think we lost the game 2-0 to Bolton. But that would have been my first game that I went to. And the other two games kind of early on, like when I first started going to games, would have been Gillingham in 2002, an FA Cup match at home.
Yeah.
I think we lost that 1-0, and I think Alex Ray scored a goal, but it was I think it was ruled out as being offside. And then the other early kind of game I went to was Wimbledon at home in 2002. I think it was April, and Nathan Blake scored a header. And it was really good, and Wolves won that match.
So, of course, you were very young going to a game, and to be able to remember them, you know, that's a fairly good. And speaking of memories, What would be your would stand out as your most memorable game that you've attended?
I have a few really. When I was about 8 years old, in about 2006, November 2006, I was still living in Wolverhampton at the time, and myself and my dad, we went to see Wolves play Sunderland, and it was Mick McCarthy that was managing us that season in 06-07. And Roy Keane was in charge of Sunderland. And I think it was the first time they had come up kind of, you know, that they had, you know, come up against each other since 2002.
It was on Sky, actually, I think. That was a Friday night game on Sky.
It was a Friday night game, yeah. And I just remember it was electric, the atmosphere. It always is at Molyneux, you know, like the atmosphere is always the best. And we sat, I remember, in the North Bank, the one that got knocked down in 2011 at the end of the season. We sat just behind the goal, and I remember Jamal Johnson scored a fantastic goal against Sunderland. It was like a rocket, you know, it went straight in, and it was from outside the box. It was a fantastic goal, and I always remember in the North Bank, there was a chant started, Keno, what's the score? And then that match, I think, ended 1-1, one-all draw. But, you know, we still played very well against Sunderland. You know, I mean, they'd just come down from the Premiership. And, you know, we at halftime, I'll never forget it, like, you know, thinking, wow, we're actually winning against, you know, Sunderland. You know, it was amazing, like, you know, to be in front. And the atmosphere was fantastic, as always, at Molyneux. So, yeah, the other game... that another really great Wolves match that I was at would have been Man United at home in 2019 in April. And this was the league game. We'd beaten them in the FA Cup 2-1. And then we actually beat them again in the league 2-1.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think, before the semi-final, I think, in the FA Cup that we got to. And... we beat Man United. Like, that was fantastic, you know. It was a great atmosphere, and you know, it was a great win for Wolves, and it was fantastic.
It's always great to beat United anyway, no matter what the circumstances are. But on the previous game, the Sunderland game, I remember Sky built up the big meeting of Mick and Roy. You know, at the end of it, I think they just shook hands before the game. That was it.
They did, yeah. You know, yeah, I remember seeing something in the Express and Star. That's the newspaper over in Wolverhampton. Yeah. There was like a picture like the next day of Mick and Roy Keane, you know, shaking hands, I think, before the game as well. So that's nice to see as well, you know. Yeah. It's nice to see that they were able to, you know, just do water under the bridge kind of a thing.
And it's one of those great mysteries of life that's it's kept plenty of journalists in work anyway over the years talking about it. And it, as you say, it split the country at the time. But as you say, that's for another series of podcasts. That one was just on Wolves games and that. Who do you most like to see Wolves playing against?
Oh, I suppose since I'm from Wolverhampton. And I suppose since I have a very strong Wolverhampton connection, I do like to see us beat West Bromwich Albion, the local rivals, because it's always nice to try and win against them. I do remember, like, I was never at any Wolves West Brom games. I never got to one, but you'd always, you know, like, see the highlights, you know, on the TV and things like that. You know, it's a big deal for the area. And I do remember in 2007 we beat West Brom 1-0 in the March, and Jay Bothroyd came on as a substitute at the time, and he scored. And just remember seeing on the TV the whole place just going wild, you know, thinking, I'd love to be there now, you know, getting a win against the Baggies, you know. And that was the season that we got to the playoffs as well. We played really well that season. We really turned over some tough teams, you know, as well. So it was great to get the win against them. I do like to see us beat the big teams like Man United, you know, get a win against Man United and Man City and Liverpool and Arsenal. We had a good win against Arsenal as well a few weeks ago. So yeah, and against Chelsea as well. So it's nice to beat West Brom, and it's also nice to beat the big teams too. As well.
Hopefully we can turn West Brom over before the end of the season anyway.
Yeah, hopefully so.
long overdue win, I think.
Yeah, it's also nice to get a win against, you know, Birmingham City as well. And, you know, we've had a good record against them in recent years too. And when we went up in the championship season, we beat them to go up as champions too for promotion in 2018.
Yeah. It was the only one of the few shining lights in the relegation to League One season was at Easter. I was saying to one of the lads there before, we beat them at St Andrews 3-2.
And, we did, yeah.
We even made hard work of that. We were 3-0 up at half time and they got two goals in the second half. And
but that was the season that we went down, I think, wasn't it, from the Championship, to League One. I remember we beat Walsall in League One as well, 3-0 away at the at their stadium, Vescott Stadium.
Yeah,
I remember Bakary Sacco. He scored a great free kick straight into the net.
Yeah,
so we ran out 3-0 winners as well. So that was a good one. Yeah,
remember that one? Yeah, but have you been at any away games?
I have. I was at an away game many, many years ago. Generally, it's mostly home games that I go to. But I remember I went to an away game in 2006, September 2006. And I got the tickets for my birthday and went when I was about 8 years old. And we went up to Barnsley and I'd never been to an away game. So I thought, oh, this, you know, this would be cool, you know. And I think we lost 1-0, but we still played really well though. And I remember we had a lot of chances. I remember Jamal Johnson, I remember he used to just run, like he was so fast, he used to like run into the box and, you know, he'd kind of be a handful for the defenders and things like that. And I actually met Sir Jack Hayward before that game as well. Sir Jack was the owner of Wolves at the time.
Yeah.
And he saved Wolves in a lot of ways, because Wolves in the late 1980s and things like that, you know, Wolves were struggling.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And he built the new stadium that's there now. And, you know, he really got us back on track. And,
yeah.
I met him before that game. I remember I went over to him and he was like, oh, apologies, I don't have a pen to sign the programme. But, you know, he was a nice guy, you know, anyway. It was nice. I went up with my dad to Barnsley and, you know, the atmosphere in the away end was fantastic. And, you know, we're always, like, we always bring good support wherever we go, I suppose, you know, as well. So.
I suppose in the Championship, you have a more freedom to get tickets, you know, but the capacity in the Premier League is normally 3,000 or less, you know. So, but even at that, even in the big stadiums, I mean, the atmosphere from the away fans is normally fantastic, you know. It's unbelievable. It's like if you multiply that 3,000 by 10 and got it into Molyneux for a home game, you'd have to have earmuffs on, you know, just a lot of them wouldn't be good enough, you know. It's amazing. But the away day seems to be just a great trip for people, that, you know, they just enjoy the whole day. Of course, as we always say over here, every day is an away game when we're going over, you know, even at Molyneux.
Molyneux is the best atmosphere though in the world, you know. It's great, best stadium and best fans. So
it's just gonna. It's funny when I talk to lads and ask them about their favourite players, it's normally Steve Ball or, you know, Derek Dugan, because of the age profile of an awful lot of our fans. But I'd be interested to know, Owen, who would your favourite player be?
I suppose in the current team, like in the current team at the minute, I like I do like Raul Jimenez and I like Willy Bolly, as well as Adama Traore. Adama Traore is very, like, he's really fast and, you know, he's able to kind of, you know, be there 1 minute and then, you know, bang, he's gone the next minute. You know, he's flying up the wing and into the box, you know, to pass in a ball. And Raul Jimenez, you know, he's great at tucking away, you know, into the net, you know.
Yeah.
And we miss him up front at the minute, and hopefully he gets better soon. I think he's on the mend, hopefully as well. So
yeah, he's back training anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, he's back training. I think I saw something in the news the other day, and Willie Bolly. I like Willie Bolly as well. I think he's very relaxed. You know, he kind of in defence. You know, he kind of has good control of the ball, and you know, he doesn't panic or anything like that. And Connor Cody, he's a good leader. Like, you know, you can tell he's a good kind of captain and things like that. And when I was a kid growing up, my favourite players from when I was a kid would have been the likes of Andy Keogh, Jody Craddock, Matt Murray, Alex Ray, Lee Naylor, those kind of guys. And I suppose the legends that would be my favourite players would be the likes of Steve Bull and Robbie Keane, of course, as well. They'd stop playing for us at that stage by the time I started going, but you'd always see videos, you know, of highlights. You know, I mean, I'd watch Bully's goals again and again, you know, and Robbie Keane's goals for Wolves again and again, you know, and they just, you know, they never get old, you know, they're fantastic. And
I suppose, as I say, everybody has their favourite players, and the other step up from that is a manager. Would there be any of the managers over the years that would have kind of caught your eye and would have stuck in the memory?
Yeah, I think when I was, I've a few, like when I was younger, you'd always like see, you know, Dave Jones, you know, on the sideline, and you'd see him in the programme. He was a very good manager. You know, he got us into the Premiership in 2003. What a fantastic day that was for our club, you know.
You didn't get to the playoff final, no.
I didn't actually get to go to that, but I sure would have liked to be there. But
likewise, yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I remember, you know, I've seen the playoff final highlights many times on YouTube, and it's fantastic, you know, like to see our fans, you know, cheering and celebrating the three goals and you know, the Matt Murray penalty save. So Dave Jones, you know, he was great getting us into the Premiership for the first time in 19 years, and the way we bounced back as well from what had happened the year before to bounce back in 2003 was a great thing. And we'd such great players, I mean, in that squad, you know, like Alex Ray and Matt Murray, Lee Naylor and Sean Newton and Colin Cameron and Nathan Blake, Kenny Miller. They were all fantastic players. George Undaff, Mark Kennedy, he actually scored in that game. I suppose, Dave Jones, you know, he was a great manager. And I suppose the next manager would be Mick McCarthy. I liked him as well. He actually brought in a lot of Irish players to Wolves over the years, you know, and he was good. I actually wrote to him when I was a kid. I actually wrote to him, and I actually got a response, and I got like a picture of him, and he'd signed his autograph on the picture. So that was nice. And I liked Mick McCarthy. You know, he got us up in 2009 into the Premiership. And you know, he had a great squad of players, and you know, they worked really hard to get up. And same with Dave Jones's team, you know, as well. They were a great team, grafted. Every Wolves team has been a great grafting team, you know.
I suppose with the Dave Jones team, probably had an awful lot more experience, Premier League experience at the core than Mick McCarthy's side, where they were kind of a young enough side, and they just had to work harder again.
Paul Butler actually was another player in Dave Jones's team as well. I think he was the captain at the time. I think the team. The other manager I liked was Kenny Jackett. As well, I have a lot of respect for Kenny Jackett, because when we went down in 2012-13 into into League One. That was it was quite a low point, I think, for the club and the fans. Yeah. But when Kenny Jackett came in, and when you saw kind of his record, you know, he was good at getting clubs back up, you know, out of yeah. League One. You know, I thought, well, this is promising. You know, it's optimistic. So yeah, I like Kenny Jackett, and
yes.
I met him in Cork at the preseason friendly in 2016.
Yeah,
2016. We beat Cork 2-1 in a friendly. So yeah, that was and we got to meet the players afterwards. And they came outside. So I met the likes of Kenny Jackett and Conor Ronan and Carly Kamey, the goalkeeper as well. Yeah, it was really nice to meet them. And of course, then once Fosun came in, we got Nuno in the summer of, you know, 2017. That was real kind of excitement. It was kind of like, well, a new manager, a new start, and a new season. And the new players like Jota were brought in, and Neves and people like that. You know, it was very very promising. I remember being at the Wolves Millwall game in the September of 2017, and we beat Millwall 1-0. And it was a Diogo Jota goal.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. That was the season we went up as well. That was, we went up later on that year. So
yeah. There was a strange sense of awe about the whole thing of, as you say, Jota, Neves, you know, the players that started arriving at the club, like people were shaking their heads like, you know, hold on, is this Wolves? What's happening here, you know? And here we are, 3-4 years later. I remember
somebody, like a few rows behind, saying, like, this is amazing, you know, like how we're playing. Like, I mean, it's like nothing we'd seen before, like, you know, in a long time. I mean, certainly in my lifetime, I mean, I was never lucky enough to see Wolves, you know, kind of in the 50s or the 60s or 70s, you know, when Wolves were in Europe, playing against teams like Juventus and Ferencváros. There's still some great games to see, you know, on YouTube, you know, of Wolves of, you know, in the 70s and the 80s and stuff.
Yeah. This time, the international break time of the year is always a great time for people to start trawling through YouTube, looking for those, looking for the games from back in the old days, you know?
I like kind of the highlights, you know, from the days kind of gone by, from games like that. And, you know, you'd see great games from, like, you know, the 1960 FA Cup final win against Blackburn. And you just think, wow, I mean, this is, you know, it's amazing. Like, you know, the crowd and everything and, you know, getting the win, it was amazing.
I think most of the highlights were probably more of tackles than goals, you know, like when you look at the tackles back then, you know, as you used to say, when a player was hit, he stayed hit, you know.
Whereas it's a different game now, kind of.
Completely. But do you have any, you know, you were saying Sir Jack hadn't got a pen to sign your programme way back in the mid-90s. Do you have any piece of memorabilia at home that you treasure?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've a T-shirt that Steve Bull signed. It was a T-shirt I had from when I was a kid, and it was like my first proper kind of jersey. It was like the kind of replica shirt. Yeah. It was the Chaucer one at the time, and in 2006, 2007,
the all gold one.
The all gold one. Yeah, and it and I got I met Steve Bull. I was lucky enough to meet Bully at the Irish Wolves meeting in Dublin in October 2019. Yeah, and that was a great day, and it was a fantastic event that was put on. I think Gary had spoken. Was it with Alan Perrins?
Alan Perrins from Worldwide Wolves.
And he was able to get Bully to come over. Yeah. So it was a fantastic day.
That was a great day, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that, like, I mean, that was how, I mean, a few years ago, I found out about Irish Wolves was on, I, like, I didn't realise there was actually a Wolves fan club in Ireland.
Yeah.
And it was for my project when I was like, oh, I wonder, do we have a fan base over here?
Yeah.
And then I typed it in and Irish Wolves came up. So, you know, for my documentary, you know, Gary was very good at, you know, helping out with kind of interviews, and everyone was very welcoming when I joined. Myself and my dad joined the club as well. So
Because Gary had actually he said to us we were going out to Port Leash that day for the meeting, and he said, oh, there's a guy who wants to interview us today. Oh, yeah, okay, right. you never know what's around the corner a lot of the time, you know. So, yeah, it was great. No, Gary, it was great to meet you that day.
Gary was great, and everyone was great for thanks as well for everyone for taking part as well. And it was lovely to hear some stories too. So,
yeah, we must get a look at that at some stage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I'll send it on.
But, I was just thinking actually of like to ask you the last game you were at
Brighton and Hove at home.
The last game before lockdown.
It was just
before
the just before the coronavirus lockdown, we sat in the Steve Bull lower tier because the Brighton fans were kind of put into the north bank,
into
kind
the cup
of
quadrant,
just up out of the way, so I suppose that their team couldn't get enough kind of cheering, but that was the last game I was at, and I think we got a draw that day, but we still played very well, you know. We still finished seventh that last year as well, and you know, I think that was a great achievement in itself, you know. Finishing seventh twice on the bounce was a good thing.
So just probably to finish off, I just always like to finish off on a positive note. What would your hopes be for the rest of the season and for next season?
For the hopes for the rest of the season, I think would be to finish as high as we can. I'd like to think we could maybe finish seventh or sixth. I'd be very ambitious saying that.
Yeah, but, slightly, I think. But you never know.
But I always like to be positive about how we can finish and... finish as high as we can, finish on a high note, and and who knows, we might get a Europa League spot or something out of it. Might be a bit of a push, but I think still, we're playing very well. We've gotten back on track lately, and I think for next season, I'd like to see Fosun maybe bring in some more backup players. Just I think, you know, like this season, it's been tough for us with having Raul Jimenez injured, and Rui Patricio got an injury as well in the game there lately, but I think he's okay, hopefully. It would just be for backup, just to bring in kind of, you know, some players, you know, just in case, so that we can roll somebody else in. I think Fabio Silva, he's done well. He seems like he's quite young, but he's done well, you know, to be on the pitch, and you know, he scored a goal against the Baggies, so that was a good one.
I think most people seem to have forgotten that, you know, he scored against that's normally hero status. I think too, what I love about him is every time he's on the pitch, every time he comes from the start or the bottom, and he's big smile on his face, you know, he looks like he has the confidence, and he'll persevere.
He's delighted to be there, and he's delighted to play. So he's a good player, I think, as well.
So that's good. Anyway, that's great. As I say, hopefully we pick a few more players up before the start of next season. Great talking to you. And hopefully we'll be getting to a match in the near future, in the start of the season.
Hopefully, right. Would you like me to read my poem?
Yes, or... just to finish off.
No worries.
Fire away.
So, Wolves say we. This is our club. This is how we say it. This is our love. Wolves say we. We are the best team in the land. The best noise you hear comes from the Stan Cullis stand. Yes, that's right. We are the best team in the land. No wonder on match day, a full Molyneux is crammed. You will always hear the home crowd roaring, whatever division, who scored, or even if the rain is pouring. Because we are Wolves, and we love our team. We don't care about anyone else, who they are, or where they have been. For a great crowd once said, Nuno had a dream. You get the rest. That's why, because we are the best, Wolves say we.
Brilliant. Feels like I'm there already. And hopefully we'll be there soon. Owen, that's brilliant. Thanks. And we'll talk again soon.
Take care, Tony, and hopefully we'll all be back watching Wolves soon all together.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again next week for some more interesting stories from fans and from former players. Until then, I wish you the best for the next week. And you can follow us on IrishWolves.org on our website or on Irish Wolves on Facebook. Thanks. See you next week.